Hi everybody, I'm Jack, and we're here with a little bit of extra football English for you to think about.
That's right, Jack, just a little bit. Hi everybody, I'm Rich, and we're here with this week's Premier League prediction, and some football English for you to practice.
So, everything's been decided. Chelsea are Premier League champions for the fifth time after their win at West Brom last week.
Yes, congratulations to Chelsea. They've been the best team this season, and it's been a fantastic season for their fans.
We also know which teams will be leaving the Premier League this season.
We're saying goodbye to Sunderland, Middlesbrough and Hull City, who have all been relegated.
Actually, not everything has been decided yet. We already know that Newcastle and Brighton have been promoted, but we still don't know which other team will join them.
That's right. There are the playoffs to decide which other team will win promotion to the Premier League.
And we still don't know which teams will be playing in the Champions League next season.
That's true. And that will probably be decided on the final day of the Premier League season, this Sunday.
Chelsea and Tottenham are certain to finish in the Champions League places, but there are two more places available and three teams fighting for those places.
That's right. Manchester City, Liverpool and Arsenal could all finish in the top four.
Rich, what's your prediction?
Well, Manchester City and Liverpool have their destiny in their own hands. If Liverpool win their final match at home to already relegated Middlesbrough, they will finish in the top four. Manchester City have two matches left to play, at home to West Brom and away to Watford. If they get 4 points from these two matches, they are also certain to be in the Champions League places. Arsenal, on the other hand, need to win their final two games against Sunderland and Everton. Then they need to hope that either City lose one of their games or Liverpool fail to win their match against Middlesbrough.
It all sounds very complicated. What do you think's going to happen? I'm hoping Arsenal will finish in the top four. I think it will be Arsenal and City.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Jack, but I'm going for Manchester City and Liverpool. I think Arsenal will win both their games, but I don't think it will be enough. I think Arsenal, City and Liverpool will win all their matches, which will mean Liverpool and City joining Chelsea and Spurs in next season's Champions League.
Let's see what happens on Sunday. Before we go, let's look at a couple of phrases we used earlier.
Earlier, Jack said, "Not everything has been decided yet." We already know that Newcastle and Brighton have been promoted, but we still don't know which other team will join them.
In these sentences, I used three important words: yet, already, and still. It's common to see these words used with the present perfect, but they can be used with other tenses, like with still in this example. Let's look at some ways that these words are frequently used.
We use already to say that something happened earlier. We already know. We already know that Newcastle and Brighton have been promoted. We knew this information 2 weeks ago. We usually use already in positive sentences and use it in the middle of sentences. But it's common in American English to use it at the end of sentences too.
We use yet to talk about something that hasn't happened, but we think that will happen in the future. Not everything has been decided yet. It's not been decided, but it will be decided in the future. When the season is over, everything will have been decided. We usually use yet in questions and negatives, and use it at the end of sentences.
And we use still to talk about something that hasn't happened as well. You usually find still in positive sentences and in the middle of the sentence, rather than at the end.
Right, that's all from us for now. We'll be back later in the week with a new podcast. Let us know who you think will qualify for the Champions League in the vote and in the comments section.
And remember to discuss the rest of this week's football fixtures in the comments section.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.